We've been sowing seeds in minefields until the beanstalks find the giants inside of themselves. The soil is never barren, but it's gritty sometimes. Walking into classrooms with the word poetry sounds like Shakespearean fingernails on a chalkboard. Sometimes it's just an interest in words that pokes its way to the surface. Other times the curiosity blooms into conviction. In these classrooms, we're always looking for the next generation of leaders. Young poets who are ready to help the movement grow. After 10 weeks at Northern High School, two graduates stood out. Naima and Eric don't just write and perform. They use poetry to cope with and overcome life struggles. Now they want to help to teach others to do the same.
The projects, the hood, the ghetto. Just a few words used to describe a place known as Oxford Manor or Bragtown. Like many other places in Durham, got seduced by poverty, kissed by corruption, touched in the angelic light of miseducation and economic castration, which are the mother and father of violence, then got dumped by a chick named Life.
Naima stays in Bragtown, an area in North Durham that's full of assumptions from outsiders peering in. She's used to the closed-door looks, framed in deadbolt smirks she gets after telling people where she lives. But Naima sees something different. Beneath the surface glances, there's potential waiting to open.
Sometimes Bragtown is an art class full of inspiration, and every wall is a blank canvas. I swear the streets are painted with rust-colored outlines of innocent souls that laid their cold, lonely, and still. Every inch of sidewalk is tagged with the names of great kids that had talent just to make it out of the hood, but didn't because it was a Friday night and even the police get bored. No matter how many times the workers from the
city... Naima found spoken word a couple years back and started coming to our events. She was a little quieter back then. Now, she's a leader in her community at school. Named the first poet laureate of Northern High, she's a bundle of spunk ready to support and encourage her peers. With graduation checked off her list, she now plans to come back to her school and tip the next dominoes sitting in their desks.
Many of the students in our class at Northern have struggled with academics. For Eric, grades were never the issue. He didn't always feel welcome at school. Suffering personal tragedies and feeling disconnected from the traditional classroom model made him feel out of place.
When I was younger, I had stacks. Stacks of comic books that I would read with greed as I enveloped myself in this alternate world. I learned that with great power comes great responsibility. But, like the Punisher, I always jumped the gun and couldn't respond civilly to teasing. Even when good-natured, I quickly found that nobody likes me when I'm angry. When I was younger, I had stacks. Stacks of empty cigarette boxes as I watched helplessly as my mom deliberately choked herself with smoke to get her nicotine fix. Going through nearly 6 boxes a week made obvious by the gaunt in her cheeks and the rasp in her voice like it wasn't her choice. To the point it made me cringe whenever she breathed in. When I was younger, I had stacks. Stacks of paperwork that my dad worked tirelessly on, attempting to right the wrongs of his defendant, even when they weren't innocent. This was his job. He didn't care more about it than he did me. But I remembered he was barely ever home, and I felt so alone. I loved him, but he just felt so distant. And I realized I missed him in an instant. Now, guess what? I still have stacks. Stacks of poems and a massive number of poets who I can call a home. Herds of words culminate in the stories of my past, my present, and future, in the stories of my friendships, my family, and my thoughts. Now it feels like I'm stacking my feelings. The joy stacked over my sadness, my spirit stacked over my madness. I will not falter, not even to alter my past, because if none of that happened, I wouldn't be where I am now. Happy. I'll just stack the tracks to my future until the day I die. And even then, please, do me a favor and stack those roses by my tombstone.
You never know what will happen until you sit down with that pen and that paper and just go for it. Just write whatever comes to your mind. It doesn't have to be the best poem in the world, but just sit there and write. You will feel so much better. You will learn so much about yourself when you write. You just like, I didn't know I had it in me. There's a poet in everyone. You just have to take the time and pull it out.
Last week, Eric and Naima graduated from Northern High School in our poetry program. Next year, they'll be carrying the torch and running workshops at their old school.